Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. I have a special guest with me today, Council's Multicultural Development Officer, Elizabeth Jones. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Darren.
Now, Elizabeth is heavily involved in the organisation of the Toowoomba Languages and Cultures Festival, which is on next week, that's Sunday, August 8th. Elizabeth, can you tell me a little bit about how the festival came to be?
The festival came to be from a project I inherited from my predecessor that was in the position before me. It was a partnership between many groups, the Modern Language Teachers Association, Toowoomba International Multicultural Association, which originally was the Australian Asian Society, and Mercy Family Services. The first year we thought it'd be great if we had 800 people turn up. Last year we guesstimate that there was about 8,000. And this year we're very fortunate in having Her Excellency, the Governor-General of Australia, Quentin Bryce, to perform our official opening for us.
Obviously that's a big coup to get someone of that importance to come along.
It most certainly is. I'm just thrilled that Her Excellency accepted the invitation. The Toowoomba International Multicultural Society, TIMS as we like to call them, sent the Governor-General a letter of invitation and she accepted. We honestly never thought that that would happen, but we're just so thrilled that she's given us some street cred with mainstream community now.
Okay, I mentioned it was on Sunday, August 8th, so when and where?
Okay, the festival runs from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. in Queen's Park on the corner of Hume and Margaret Streets. You'll notice some tents and maybe one or two flags flying around. Entry for adults is $2 and children are always free.
What can we expect of the day?
We have a huge day planned this year. We have, hopefully, a non-stop stage from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. with some of the old favourites, community performances from the likes of Rax Araby, drum dance, belly dance and Kelly Arma folk music, to Viva Mexico, the Brisbane folkloric group, the taiko drummers Kaizuna Taikos from the Gold Coast, and our grand finale with Hopni Moffat, a local group here from Toowoomba.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, the food is so important to a day like this. What's going on there?
Well, we know it's the number one reason people come to a multicultural festival. We have this year 25 food stalls, everything from West Africa, Botswana. We have indigenous native foods this year, food from Hungary, basically food from all over the world, most of it supplied by our own community here in Toowoomba. So it's authentic and it's good and it's reasonably priced.
Sounds like a jam-packed day. Now, I know you're asking for volunteers in the lead-up to the day. Do you still need a hand?
We always need help. We've got 30 display stalls that we need to put together early in the morning, market stalls that need to be positioned, so we always need a hand on the day.
Okay, so if someone wants to lend a hand there or if they need more information, what should they do? How can they get in touch with you?
The best way at the moment would be to ring me in my office on 4688 6300 or through the council switchboard.
Sounds like it's going to be a fantastic day, and it's proven, this being the fifth festival, it's just grown in stature each year. So I've been speaking with Elizabeth Jones, Council's Multicultural Development Officer. So thank you, Elizabeth. And of course, that date again is Sunday, August 8th. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.